Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
If there's a letter,
well, good morning, Colorado, and everywhere else in the podcast world. I'm in the studios of KRDO right in Colorado Springs on this beautiful Saturday, or you can say Sunday if you're listening as well, or you can just say Narnia Land if you're listening on podcast. I'm Jay Garvin's. I'm your friend. You can call me directly at 719-330-1457. I've been blown away by how many of you have been calling me lately, not only for the radio show, but through the commercials and the spotlights and the promo that my radio producer Matt and I have been putting together. So thank you for reaching out, especially like Gloria. I appreciate you reaching out to find a really good contractor. I appreciate all you contractors out there that reach out to these listeners and help them. And the only thing I'm going to say, folks, is you are all adults. Contractors, you can be trustworthy and accurate with your work. Please don't shoot the messenger. I'm trying to help you, but there's always one bad transaction, and that is crazy, folks, because I have referred more than 400 of you, and literally I've had one bad transaction, and it's like a bad headache that won't go away. So for you radio listeners out there, I always want to help you. This is complimentary, but put on your big boy and girl pants and work with the contractors. Actually, pay the contractors, please, because they have families too. So I won't say anything more than that, other than that I love you all, and we're all in an adult room called life. So with that being said, I continue the ongoing conversation about mortgages, about the contracting world. Matt, my producer, and I were just talking about how crazy the contractor world and home improvement world. I should do a show, even though I just finished it, that's called Home Improvement's Gone Wild. That would be a play on, you know, the spring breakers. I'm going to write that down. Home Improvement's Gone Wild. You contractors are making a lot of money, so be kind to your clients out there. I just spoke to a friend of mine, Noah. I appreciate you, Noah. And he says, I'm just doing exterior improvements now, Jay. It's getting weird going into people's houses. If, you know, a piece of drywall is sucked up into their vacuum, they want new vacuums. They want new carpet if my guys accidentally leave some dirt. And let me tell you, folks, this is a byproduct of what I call California, meaning it's a victim mentality that sweeps in with the legislation. It starts to de-incentivize homeowners and landlords from doing business because the victim is always right and the landlord is always wrong. The person in the neighborhood is always right and the contractor or home improvement specialist is always wrong. You know, the air is always right and oil companies are always wrong. And I love Colorado, my friends. I am Colorado native by marriage. My wife and all my children were born here. I'll always stay here, but I'm certainly not going to have my retirement address here because El Paso County is the last red raft in a very blue ocean, if you know what I mean. I mean, what kind of state bans a presidential candidate from the ballot? Then the Supreme Court, in an embarrassing fashion, the Supreme Court of the state rules that it's viable, and then it goes all the way to the Supreme Court of United States, and it gets shot down 9-0. How embarrassing, Colorado. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Even the three most liberal judges said you can't have election interference at the state level to just push national candidates out of your state for an Article 14 that was made around the Civil War. It's just insane. And then they disenfranchise 650,000 1,000 Colorado citizens who just voted for President 45. So my point is I get off on rants and I need to get back on. My producer in the last minute says, get your act together. And this is what we're going to talk about today. I mentioned that thing about the Supreme Court because it affects us economically. But today I'm going to talk about, with the drum roll, Matt, delivering the perfect mortgage for you, the client, and six hidden traps in a bad mortgage. So, what are some really good secrets about the perfect mortgage out there? And what are a half a dozen things to help you identify a bad mortgage out there? And then, of course, we're going to have one of my best friends, Dave Fleming from Pella Windows. He is an international traveler. So, don't go anywhere. We're going to open up the next segment with King Dave from Pella Windows. Call me at 719-330-1457 during the break to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage with me personally right here at Churchill Mortgage. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such person.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's host of The Jay Garvin Show. Today, I'm talking about, you know, delivering the perfect mortgage. What are some really important advantages to the good, perfect mortgages? And I'm going to lay that out for you.
Housekeeping.
Also, to every good product, you need to be leery of bad aspects as well and what to avoid. But it doesn't just mean mortgages. This is for everything. And I'm really excited. I have been on a bender the last 3 weeks talking about contractors, how amazing they are, how things are advancing, how you can be accountable to them and respectful as the end user, the client, and how contractors can be professional, fair, and affordable. But I have one of my best friends in here, Dave, with Pella Windows, my friend. You have been traveling a lot around the country lately, haven't you?
Yep. Well, we were in Las Vegas for the International Builders Convention, and then also in Chicago for a corporate meeting.
So, and that's amazing. So you, even though you're representing Colorado with the amazing team here, you're going to these conventions and it's representing Pella at a national level.
Yeah, it's been good. So we really want to be at the forefront of technology. And so we wanted to roll out, and it's been a few years that we were at IBS. And so we really wanted to roll out something unique and special this year.
And what's IBS again?
International Builders.
International Builders Convention. And that's in Vegas. And that's just probably crazy big.
Oh, it's huge. Just all the best of the best are out there. And they're for 3 or 4 days out there, and just really unique, big builders. I mean, all of the big names are out there. But yeah, it was a good place to showcase some good stuff.
And that's phenomenal because it's out. I mean, because right now you're only on the show 6 times a year. And I think it's every single time you guys are showcasing a new company you've acquired, a new aspect of your window like Easy Glide or your amazing warranty programs where my window cracks and I'm freaking out. And you're like, Jay, don't worry about it. It's warranted for 20 years.
Yeah, man.
Share the latest.
So we got a new product that we've been sitting on for a little while. And
a little while with let's do a little sub drum roll for Dave's new product. Pardon the interruption. And the new product is drum roll, Matt.
Steady Set.
Steady Set, baby. Steady Set as she goes. The ship's a-floating.
Yeah.
Explain this to me in layman's terms, like a radio listener that would have no clue what this is, how they could easily understand it.
Sure.
Let alone get excited about a window. I mean, I'm a houseaholic, so this stuff really excites me.
Yeah.
What is the details, my friend?
So a steady set, for the last 120, 30 years, windows have gone in one way, and it's usually on the outside of the home, right?
Okay.
Climbing up on a ladder, three or four stories, putting in a big, heavy window. Well, we just felt that with the amount of labor shortages that we have right now, and times that we need to get windows installed, we developed this clip system that we actually can install from the inside out. So it's pretty amazing. So all of our windows can go from the inside out, sealed from the inside out. It's got a rubber membrane on it, so it flips in and sets. And so all you have is one guy on the outside just caulking and sealing it. So really when
Lifting anything,
nothing up ladders, nothing.
Just imagine how many contractors have dropped your product that's warrantied.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the biggest thing too. And, you know, talking to contractors out in Vegas, a lot of them were saying that their biggest anxiety was always lifting windows super high up in the air and heavy. And they're always, it provided them a lot of anxiety as far as trying to get those things in, you know, because you drop those things, then you're stuck with them. And, you know, we obviously want to do the right thing for our contractors. And with labor shortages, you have half the crew to do, you know, twice the work. So it makes good sense.
And is this something that now that you started a trend, everybody's going to follow, or do you get something like this exclusive and patent?
No, we got it patented. So yeah, jeez, we jumped on it and we had it patented. And there's a few people that have tried to, you know, pick up something close. But our design team, our architects in Pella, Iowa, have been working on this for about 2 years. And so we finally rolled it out and, you know, it works amazing.
That's amazing, because we just did that social gathering for contractors less than a month ago. And mum was the word. You didn't say anything.
No,
until it rolls, but, yeah, man. You guys keep your secrets held close to your side.
Yep.
So, I mean, this just blows me away, Dave, because it changes so much, because not only does it help with the contractor shortage, which we do have right now,
right,
but saving time is now saving money.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if contractors are getting in their windows in at half the time on a new build, you know, it's
a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's more profitable for them. It's more profitable for the builder. That means it's more affordable and reasonable for the end buyer.
Yep. The other thing was we didn't want to raise the price on it either. So with that technology, you could actually raise the price on things, but we didn't. We just felt like it was a good thing to not raise prices on that and show, you know, the value of it.
Yeah. And it's amazing that you say that, because for all of you listening right now, house prices are going up for that reason, because doing improvements and actually building them costs that much more. But not to get off on a rabbit trail into the forest, but Dave, I think there's going to be, if we get the right administration coming in the next 4 years at the presidential and congressional level, that we might see some deflation the way we did in Reagan days, where things were so outrageous in the 70s, it was a breath of fresh air in 84, 85, 86, where things actually became more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And Pella's a company that is leading the way,
right?
Because when you don't increase the price, you've really reduced the price, because now you're way behind inflation.
Yeah, absolutely.
People were increasing prices for no reason at all other than the shortage of material and labor. And now for Pella to hold this new technology steady is a real win, when so many things under this administration are still inflating 3-4% a year.
Absolutely. Yep. And another little shout out too, we got a new showroom in Grand Junction. So on the Western Slope.
Oh, let's talk about that. Yes. On the Western Slope.
Yep.
So, and you personally with your team went out there and
yeah, we started it.
Landed that pin in the map.
Absolutely. So we started it 3 months ago, and in 90 days, we had a brand new customer experience center, and it's been packed ever since. So it's been
really
amazing. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
jeez,
we're doing great.
That is phenomenal. And enough to pull a good friend of mine with one foot in retirement out here. You just, you sound absolutely phenomenal. And I'm telling you, folks, I mean, it's really affordable. Dave put all 20 brand new Pella windows with the highest level of technology with, you know, you guys have said there's been some rough patches. Who's your big guy at the center here that helped me pick out my windows?
Oh, Andre.
Andre was saying there's been a little rough patch, touch and go with this Easy Glide.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not with us.
Yeah.
And we just, Marlo and I absolutely love it. It's transformational.
Yeah.
Because with what you did for us, we just literally go around the house. You did, of course, I'm talking with the K casement windows, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that slide.
Yep.
In summer, yep. It takes me 3 minutes to go around the house. Window, easy glide open. Yep. Other side, easy glide open. Office, easy glide open. Master bedroom, easy glide open.
Yep.
And then the breezes just come through, and we don't even turn on our air conditioners
nice.
In summer anymore, which saves us
yeah.
hundreds of dollars yeah, a month.
The Impervia is a really nice unit, and yeah. the energy efficiency on those are just ridiculous.
Yeah, and you said Impervy, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I know this, but in layman's terms, you just have all this stuff memorized.
Mm-hmm.
What's an Impervy?
Impervia is the fiberglass unit, so it's a fiberglass, and it's not vinyl, and so...
And it's so light, and the windows are huge,
yep.
and the, what do you call the things around
it? The sight lines.
The sight lines,
yeah.
It's like, we have a 1948 brick Cape Cod house, mm-hmm. and it's like you broke bigger holes in the walls, mm-hmm. it looks like, because the windows, these casements
yeah.
are like, they're incredible. They're like 38 inches or 40 inches wide
yeah.
and, you know, more than 48 tall, and that's just the whole space.
Yep. You got nice views. You might as well look at them.
And you know what? My wife and I, we said, took us only 17 years to be an overnight success. We had to do 4 moves to get into that area of the Broadmoor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Congress and our Governor Paulus go ahead and congratulate us by sending down some Denver thieves to steal my wife's car from the front of our house.
Amazing.
So in the last minute, my friend, tell us how people can see your product and get a hold of your team, especially you contractors out here,
mm-hmm.
right here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, if you're a builder, if you're a contractor, if you're just an average homeowner that needs windows, come by Coutura. Over there on Woodman and I-25. We're there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Right by Furniture Row at the north end off of Corporate.
That's it.
Okay, my friend, I appreciate you coming in. Fist pump. For all you radio listeners, please give me a call. So many of you have called to say, Jay, I can't believe you've got a solution to get rid of our $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 of credit card debt at 25% without touching your low interest mortgage. I have a solution. We have fixed low interest rate second mortgages. I now, for the first time in our career, can personally help you with a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, for people to do improvements and all of that. Call me, 719-330-1457. Jay Garvin Show, back after these important messages.
Come on, if you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall, but if you're
get down.
Hit me.
Yeah. Come on, yo!
Put your back to mine.
Who's got your back?
Put your back to mine.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Hey, where's the beef?
To be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Listeners, this is the meat of our conversation. What an amazing visit with Dave Fleming and Hello Windows. But I'm going to jump right into the perfect mortgage, my friends, because there's been a lot of flack on lending and mortgages lately, and I want you to reach out to me personally at 719-330-1457 so I can help you save money. I know statistically more than half of you listening has well beyond $10,000 to $20,000 of credit card debt. Even if it's already into collection, which I pray it's not, give me a call. I just helped a good friend of mine, Steven, settle $14,000 of delinquent credit card debt with Capital One. another 11,000 with Discover. It's just stuff you got to get squared away, folks. And I want to emphasize this so much, that mortgages are good. I did a 15-year to 30-year mortgage comparison. I want all of you to pay your mortgages off early, even if you have a 30-year mortgage. I think you know one of the best things about it. If you just make one extra payment a year, you're going to pay that thing off in 22 years instead of 30 years, and you're going to give, like on a $200,000 loan, you're going to literally give like $25,000 less to the bank if you do that. Do you know if you do a $200,000 mortgage and you pay it in 15 years rather than 30 years, you save over $150,000, three quarters of the value of your whole mortgage just by paying it off. So there's really good things about mortgage, but I say that because if you take the portions of the word mortgage and separate them out, the first one is morta and the second one is gauge. It actually is like a death or a prison grip. So morta or death and gauge, which is a grip or a tool, a gauge, is a death grip. And it's my responsibility as a licensed loan officer to inform you of the perfect attributes of a mortgage and the dangerous attributes. So the good purchase attributes of a mortgage with Churchill Mortgage, who I'm licensed with, is what we refer to as a home buyer edge program. I just used it with friends of mine, Chad and Holly, who are purchasing a house, and I've known them for decades. Actually met them through Amway, where I also met Mike, who I appreciate, and Howie, who I greatly appreciate. Some big, huge mentors in my life. A gentleman by the name of Terry Felber. I just read his book again, The Merchant and the Monk. But my point in all of this is with Chad and Holly, we used the home buyer program first with the Easy app. Even though we met face to face, they just get an email link and can do an Easy application for their house in less than 10 minutes. And you get a quick pre-approval within 24 hours. It's instant. And that's not just a pre-qual that someone pulls your credit and says you're good to go. This is actually a digital electronic approval. But more than that, a good attribute of a loan, and this is with a purchase, you don't necessarily need this with a refinance, you get Churchill certified. And what certified means is that instead of just saying, hey, we got you approved for the purchase, or in this case, you could even, I guess, apply it to a refinance, we put it directly to an underwriter before you find a house in a refinance, before you order the appraisal, so you don't spend any money, and in less than 5 business days, you have a full approval, and you're out shopping for a house like as close to cash as you could ever come, except actually having cash. And people are winning bids on houses, and here's a newsflash out there. Thank you for that newsflash there, Matt. That's really creative. I want to, and do a clapping too in there for yourself, my friend. I listened to the entire show that you did 2 weeks ago, and I was flat out freaking, I was busting out laughing the whole show. I can't remember who is in here. I think it was Justin. I just can't remember, but it was hilarious. So I appreciate, you know, the production you do in, but this certified Churchill is an actual human underwriter. It's guaranteed, and once you're Churchill certified with this stamp on your piece of paper saying you are certified with like a certificate, and every perfect mortgage should have this attribute to it, this quality to it. At Churchill Mortgage, we then provide you, your buyer agent, the listing agent, and the seller an actual seller guarantee of $10,000. So it helps you, the buyer. It definitely helps your buyer agent. It takes the pucker factor out. It definitely helps out the listing agent, like, hey, this is why I think you should accept this one, because they're already approved and they're certified, which means if they don't close this loan for loan reasons, not appraisal reasons, not inspection reasons, but loan and financial reasons, they'll give you $10,000 back, which probably is even more than your earnest money, which is typically $4,000 to $8,000. These, my friends, are attributes of the perfect mortgage, and you need to know these things. Like when I was talking to Steven, and he's like, hey, Jay, these consolidation experts have helped me with my credit cards. I'm like, wee-oo, 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 wee-oo. like warning signals. I'm like, oh my God, Steven, I wish you would have had my cell phone number 5 years ago. I've known your sister going on at least a decade. I think all of our kids were 8 and 9 years old and now they're all 17 to 20. But you don't know what you don't know until you know what you didn't know. And what Steven didn't know is a consolidation specialist was really a national company of settling his debt, and they were charging him way too much and didn't give him a large enough discounted settlement that he typically would have got if he just went on the telephone with someone like me, or Dave Ramsey teaches it on his show. Hey, you need to settle at least 40 to 60 cents on the dollars at the most. He has one more that's like 12 grand, and I think I'm going to get like 25 cents on the dollar when I help him. And that's the same thing with your mortgages, folks. You don't assume that every mortgage is perfect, because it's not. And I'm telling you right now, not only does Churchill Mortgage have the Easy app, not only can we get you Churchill certified, not only can we get you the seller guarantee, but we also have rate secure. You know, now that the rates are high, we can say, hey, we're going to get you whatever, 7.25%, and we can guarantee that for the next 90 days. It's called rate secure. We lock your loan. If your closing is delayed, we can do extensions and no added hassle to you. There's no lender that I know nationwide that has these four distinctive aspects of a perfect mortgage. And Churchill said it's just we're doing what's right for you. Here's a couple things. Number one, please consolidate your debt now because, well, Jay, I'm going to wait until rates are lowered. No, you can consolidate your debt now. And I have the perfect mortgage for you because we can do fixed second mortgages and not lead to any disruption from your low interest rate mortgage. But you get rid of the debt now. You go from 25% interest rate down to whatever, 8% to 11%, depending on the product. All of it then becomes tax deductible because it's on your primary residence, and all interest that you're paying is tax deductible. So if you pay $10,000 of interest in a year on your credit cards, then you're really only paying $7,500, because if you're in the 25% tax bracket, you're getting 25% of that interest payment back off the top of your income. It's ludicrous that everybody, I think the biggest thing out there is embarrassment, and even more embarrassment if you're the parent or the grandparent listening right now, and you know that your adult child, your adult son, your adult daughter, your grandson, granddaughter have this debt and they need help. And you don't need to do anything more than tell them, hey, I want to give Jay Garvin's your number and just reach out. You guys can have a cup of coffee. He's not going to push mortgages down your throat. He's just going to give you options of how to dig yourself out of the hole you're in, or at least just stop digging so you don't get deeper. My goal is just to help you. And on the purchase side, it's so important for me to mention this, folks. I'm going to talk more about this with Bill McAfee in 2 weeks, but I know for a fact that in February of 2024, houses appreciated 3.6% in Colorado Springs from last year, folks. And this is with 7% interest rates. So if you're doing a refinance, it's important to do it now because values are there and you get rid of that debt and make it tax deductible and you don't have to touch your first mortgage. But if you're considering a purchase, please call me at 719-330-1457. Get the process started now, because if interest rates are 7% and above and houses around your and my community right now, and if you're in Colorado Springs, it's correct. If you're in Ogden, Utah, it's happening. If you're in Austin, Texas, it's happening. If you're in Nashville, Tennessee, in all the good communities, values are still going up, even though interest rates are the highest that they've been in over 15 years. Imagine what's going to happen when interest rates go down 1 to 1.5%. I'm telling you right now, Matt and I are recording this for all of posterity to listen to in 10 years. I'm telling you, by the end of 2025, in all of the hot cities, to include Colorado Springs around the country, country, people are going to be to full price offers and having to offer $5,000, $20,000 over asking price again with 6 to 10% appreciation a year as soon as rates go down, because tens of thousands, if not millions of people, especially the millennials, are going to come off the sideline. And the last thought I have for this segment, folks, all of my buyers right now are pretty much 90% Gen Z. Millennials, if you're 30 to 45 years old, you guys are on the sideline and you're missing out. You literally, the people younger than you, like my kids that are 18, you know, all the way up to 28, 29 years old, they're buying houses right now and they're going to become your landlords. Great job. More applause there, Matt, because you saw the Great Recession and how it hurt your parents and yourself, and you're shocked. And you knew 2% and 4% interest rates, and you're stubborn. But guess who's not stubborn? The 20-year-olds to the 30-year-olds, they're like, I'm going to go buy a house, and I'll change the rate when they go down, but I'm going to make truckloads of money and equity until that time comes. And you know what that is? Millennials, if you're listening, someone that is 35 to 45, 48 years old right now, folks, that's the kid in the back of the bus waving as they're leaving and you're stuck in nowhere land. So don't take that personally. Take it as an observation. Call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance loan. I'm going to be back for the power segment. Wrap up with a cute little bow, some of the no-nos to look for and avoid in a mortgage, right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, friends, radio podcast listeners, I'm a little sad it's our last 9 minutes together, but I can't wait till next week already. I've reviewed the attributes of a perfect mortgage out there, and Churchill Mortgage has that. Extremely competitive interest rates, an easy application process, 10 minutes or less. The Churchill certification, which guarantees a live underwriter up front before you spend any money on an appraisal, before you even have a house under contract or you pursue a refinance. And then we secure that rate with Rate Secure. And then we have the most impressive thing, a $10,000 seller guarantee that says if you don't close this loan for finance or mortgage reasons, we're writing the seller a check for $10,000. And those are important things to know in a volatile time right now, where inventory for purchasing homes is very low. I can't believe this, that there's less than 2,000 homes on the market in all of Colorado Springs and El Paso County, when there's over 150,000 single-family structures, and we've literally got like less than 2,000 homes. We need to have 3,500 to 4,500 homes to even have any type of balance at all, and that's why houses are continuing to go up in value. It's a supply and demand thing, but that Rate Secure and all of the Buyer's Edge program attributes that Churchill has helps you out. But you also have to look for the hidden traps in a mortgage. And along that lines, as opposed to our Churchill certified, man, don't call up the internet mortgage company that you don't know if they're local, they don't share with you, and all of a sudden they're like, sure, I can get you pre-qualled in 5 minutes. Go with me. I mean, that should really concern you. Like when people call me and say, hey, Jay, what's your rate? And I'm like, you know, my rate is what you want it to be. And that's the God honest truth. Because do you want a 30-year mortgage? Do you want a 15-year mortgage? Do you have a 640 Fair Isaac and Company score, FICO score? Or do you have an 840 FICO score?
Jay, my FICO score is 875.
Come on, man.
Sorry, ma'am. Like, 875 isn't even a possible score. But good job exaggerating.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You know that people are in trouble when they're, I think my credit score is about 620. They look online and they're like, what's the lowest score to move forward with a loan? 620. How do you make 540 620? By going on the internet 15 seconds. So you really have to watch out for these pre-quals. You think you have an approval and the next thing you know, you're out in the middle of the city park with your pants at your knees because you put $4,000 earnest money into a purchase and now it's past the expiration date on the loan approval to get that back, and now all of a sudden your agent is scratching his head because his friend on the internet at whoknowsmortgage.com gave you a promise they couldn't keep. Another one that is really important is securing a loan that's over your head. I mean, do you understand there are some people out there that'll actually get you approved and want you to buy as a loan and real estate team, a lender and a real estate team, because the bigger the loan and the bigger the home, the bigger their commission check. So if you get approved for so much that you become house rich but cash poor, strapped, can't even pay to put furniture in it, you're in a heap of trouble. And you need someone like me that really buys into debt-free home ownership. Like, I want you to do a 15-year mortgage so much, especially if you're in your 30s, I'm going to help you find a smaller house, which is crazy because then my commission is smaller. But it's never the wrong time to do the right thing regardless of the circumstance. So watch out for that. And I tell you, the third big mistake in mortgages is be careful to only consider that 30-year mortgage option. The way my wife and I and a lot of my clients, more than 50 to 100 of them, which is sad. I've only had like 50 to 100 people out of the 1,100 people recently that I've helped do mortgages that picked a 15-year mortgage. But the way we bought so many houses and paid them off fast is we did a 15-year mortgage, and many people talk to mortgage lenders that will never even offer you the option to look at what a 15-year mortgage looks like. Well, Jay, it's simple math. If you're paying the loan off in 180 payments instead 360, I know that payment's going to be too much. It's got at least double. No, it only goes up like 35%, folks, but you get 100% savings by having the interest, cutting it in half. That's important. And you have to be careful not also to choose a loan based on interest rate, because even today, people will get you caught in variable loans saying, of course rates are going to adjust and get lower in a year. Well, unless your lender has a crystal ball, that's a lie. You just have to go through the motions. And how you do this, folks, is you get two or three opinions. And I want to be that opinion for you. Please, if I ask, call me this week, 719-330-1457, and say, Jay, I'm so glad I heard your show. My son was just about to finish a mortgage with another company and he didn't feel comfortable, because you want to make sure that you're finishing a loan on time or early, because if you're with a bad lender, not only can they get you in a bad program with a low interest rate, but it's a terrible variable loan, but also if you don't close on time for purchase, you can lose a lot of money. And it's a big mistake not understanding that, hey, you can actually close early. Even if it's required 3 weeks out, we still can do things fast, especially in this rate environment. And the last thing is, you have to make sure you find a lender that's focused on your goals as a person and not their profit as a lender. And that's where at Churchill Mortgage, we always say, put people before profits. Mike Hartwick, the founder and chairman of the board and CEO of our company, just said that this week. We are a profit-based company. We have no debt, just like all other Ramsey followers. But those are the bits of wisdom and precautions I want to give you this week. So I hope that has helped you. Like I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because the mortgage in the home really doesn't matter in the end. It's your relationships, especially that with your your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So call me at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage. And if you are a contractor, you're listening right now, you're driving around, and you want to partner with me on this radio show, you have to call me at 719-330-1457, exactly like Ed did, exactly like Dave did, exactly like Jason did, and we can form a partnership where a rising tide lifts all ships. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
You sure